Righto, let's go to our guest. He joins us here for yesloans.com.au. We're speaking about the Perth Glory manager. Happy New Year to you, Kenny Lowe. How are you going?
Yeah, all good. Happy to New Year to you guys too.
You get a chance to have any break at all, Kenny?
Nah, no break. travelled on Boxing Day, travelled on New Year's Day. I think it was me and the dog on New Year's Day. That was it. Everyone else is out.
You sound like you're feeling better from the last time we spoke to you.
Yeah, starting to pick up a little bit. Yeah, feel a little bit better.
Look, you've had certainly a string of better results. Now, can you give us a little bit of an understanding? I mean, obviously opposition, but the way that you've played as a group and as a team, and do you think you've become a more cohesive unit? Are you starting to get out of the team what you were searching for maybe from the start of the season, Kenny?
I think if you look, we've had a bit of a disjointed year, you know, a pre-season disjointed, a little bit disjointed lead-in, you know, just with players picking up knocks and niggles and not, like I've said previously, not having that continuity and not having that consistency of everybody being available. It's chop and change, and I think that will happen for a while. We've got such a small squad, but... I think the foreign boys are really settling in now, and we're seeing some real, you know, some real positives from that, which helps everybody else.
Never easy to play up there at Suncorp. How did you feel the match against the Raw played? Obviously, to go 2-0 down makes it tough, but you did claw one back, and it was a great strike by Gligor.
Yeah, great finish by the wee man. Yeah, it was quality, but again, we were always in the game. We had enough chances to get some out of it, but... like I said at the time, it's okay, you know, it's okay creating them. It gives us a little bit of a high because we've had a decent performance. But you've got to, when the big moments arrive, you've got to grasp the big moments and take them. And we had enough opportunities to get something out of that. At the end of the day, their goalkeeper got man of the match. That says everything at the end of the day. But it's no good not taking the opportunities. We need to keep creating the chances, but now we need to take them.
You've got a man sitting on the sidelines that is pretty good at taking those chances. I'm going to have to keep asking you about Andy Keogh pretty much right through the transfer window until something happens. Any closer to finding a spot for him, Kenny?
No, not at the moment. I think when it happens, everyone will know. You know, if it was to be, you'd know now. But we just get on with it. Like I've said from day one, we've got five foreign boys in at the present second, and we run with the squad we've got. If we're fortunate and opportunistic enough to have a slot for Andy, we'll use it. But at the present second, we sit where we sit.
Marinkovic, Sandor and Castro all playing really, really well at the moment and looking good. The ones, obviously, Guillaume Fernandez, where's he at the moment? Is his injury bad enough that maybe he won't be playing the rest of the season?
No, I don't think so. That's a niggle. It's coming to fruition. It's very close. At the moment, obviously, Sydney's out. We thought Sydney might have got back this week, but he's not going to be there. We thought Nebo would get back this week, but he's not going to be there either. So we've got like three foreign boys out. But we just deal with it. The young boys are coming in and doing ever so well. You know, they're doing ever so well. They really are punching above the weight, you know. And that's a plus for us because they're getting game time.
But just to clarify, the only way to get Keogh in now then would, if there's no prolonged injury, is to pay out the contract? Is that right?
I would imagine if that's an option, that could be a possibility. That is probably the only scenario because there's no long-term stuff. But we'll see where everything heads.
Are you chatting to Adam Taggart at the moment, trying to get him back as well?
I chat to Tags all the time, like to a lot of the WA boys who've kind of come through the system with me. But, you know, again... that's one that I have general chats with Griffo, who's away, you know, and people like that. But it doesn't mean they're going to come back just because I chat to him.
Have you asked him to come back?
Nah. You don't ask Tags to come back. Whatever happens, happens. You know, we'll see where it all heads.
You're being a bit cagey there, Kenny. I think Andy Keogh's...
No, I'm not cagey. I've been up front. If I knew, I'd tell you. If I could, I would.
So, Andy Keogh, do you reckon Andy Keogh's going to play for you between now and the end of the season?
I would love Andy to play for us between
now and
the end of
the season. So that's a yes, all right. And Tags, he hasn't indicated whether he'd like to come back to the Perth Glory, yes or no?
Tags will always come back to Perth because his mum and dad are here. he comes back to the Glory to get the fish. Now we're on the sketch and you put words in your mouth. Just give me the seven numbers for Thursday.
Okay.
Just get it sorted.
Yeah, well, I'd like to.
70 mil.
I'd like
70
to give
mil
you...
and you won't be speaking to me again.
I reckon I would, but it wouldn't be for long. Thanks for your time, Kenny. No, I don't want you to go just yet. Can I just ask you one thing? Just what I've been sent from Phil here. He said, what was your thought process behind Jamal Reena's for defensive utility Aaron Williams in the second half? Because he reckons it backfired on you. Do you cop that or don't you as coach, as manager?
No, I don't think it backfired. I don't think it backfired. You try certain things and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. But at the end of the day, we should have got some out of the game. And we created enough chances second half. We had, like, I think 3 1-on-1s. So if hindsight, one of those goes in, you come away from the game with points. You've got to understand as well, young Jamal, you know, we've got to take care of him. You know, we've got to look after him. He's a young 17-year-old boy who's had certain issues with other stuff, like injury-wise. We're putting a big, big load on him and asking a lot of him. So there's a lot goes into the thought process of actually making changes at times that maybe people aren't privy to. But, you know, you cop it on the chin when it works. You know, obviously you never mentioned Gligor coming on, which I thought was a decent substitution.
Yeah, nice goal. Well, Phil didn't mention that. Now, mate, two games at home, really important. You've got a run of points recently. You'd like to keep that going against Adelaide United, and then you're back up against Melbourne City the following Saturday. 6:40 starts too, so they're nice time slots for our fans to get along and support you.
Yeah, massive. We just want to keep building on the little run we've got at the moment. If we can sneak a win at the weekend, it will really set us up. And if we can maybe get a couple of players through the door in the window, it'll give everyone a buzz and a lift. And maybe we can kick on and do really well towards the end of the season.
Now, I've asked you about Keogh and Taggart. Is there anyone I should be asking you about that you might just have the feelers out there with at the moment?
Come on, give us your recruiting list, Mr. Lowe. Don't beat around the bush.
You've got a searchlight in my eyes, like, you know, the searchlight flying through the phone.
Yeah, write those numbers down. Seven.
We're playing good cop, bad cop here, Kenny.
11. There's two numbers. Kenny?
He might have gone.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
He's hung up on you. See, Kenny? Kenny Lowe there, the Perth Glory manager.
There was just that grilling questioning that he couldn't handle it anymore and he had to go.
No,